Well, it looks like it's been a whole heap of fun being in the Wallaby training camp, running up hills with tape over your mouth, trying to breathe through the five broken noses you've copped throughout your rugby career. Let's get to the playmaker for the Wallabies in Bernard Foley. G'day, Bernard.
Good morning, lads. How are we doing?
What was the go there, mate?
Who knows? I think Tech's been up to his mistress's best, and you know, we've tried everything. But it's been good. It's been really exciting in a good couple of weeks. We've been able to train hard and work hard as a group.
I wish they'd tape up my mouth when I'm driving past in a Portos.
It could be true.
Yeah, no, it wasn't easy. It's not comfortable, but I think that's what he wants to challenge us. New challenges that get guys thinking differently.
It can't get any bigger than the challenge of the All Blacks, can it, Bernard? And I won't go through all the stats about Kiwi sides and last time you beat the All Blacks and so on and so forth, because I'm sure everybody's aware of that.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, I think it's a great challenge. The silver lining to the disaster that was the Super Rugby this year is that we can all get together and prepare and train for a number of weeks. We've got, you know, another 2.5 weeks till that game, and everyone had last week together. We're up in Newcastle and we had a really good, really constructive training camp, and now we're back home in your state unions, but then we get together on Sunday. So we've had a number of weeks to prepare. We've, you know, I think going into that game, we'll be really confident in our preparation and that we've done absolutely everything to do that we can do to play to come up against the All Blacks.
Bernard, there's been all this negativity and, you know, soul searching around the game at the moment. How does Czech sort of block that out? Has he had to address it at all, or has it been a relief to be in those camps?
Yeah, it has been, actually, to get everyone together. Everyone, you know, is now aware of how we have to approach these next couple of games. You know, they're monumental in rugby and in everything we're doing. And as a team, you know, we can be, we can try and change the perception or the outlook that is so negative at the moment, which is disappointing. But, you know, if as a Wallabies, we go out there, play a style of game that's, you know, attractive and engaging to the fans, that guys that start getting that enjoyment with rugby and, you know, come back and want to be watching these games.
What's the process, Bernard? I'm quite surprised that you've been in Wallaby camp, you've talked about. Now you come back to a Waratahs off-season training, then you go back into a Wallaby camp. Is that just to freshen up and get away from Czech himself?
No. We're still in, we're back in our home states, but we're actually still training as the Wallabies. So the Wallaby coaches have gone all around and they spread themselves out. So there's a base in Sydney, Brisbane and Perth.
Right.
So the guys have nominated where they want to train. So for this week, we're at our home states, but being trained by the Wallabies. So we're still in Wallaby mentality and Wallaby focus.
Right. Okay.
Right. First Bledisloe, August 19 at ANZ Stadium in Sydney. I don't know if you've been on the program since the All Blacks Lions series was completed. What did you think of that series, and what did you think of the All Blacks?
Yeah, I think it for us it was an amazing series just to watch and to see both sides, how they approached it and how they attacked the game. I think for watching the All Blacks is to see that their legacy, as strong as it is, with a lot of changes and they had to put guys in on the run, had to, the personnel, you know, wasn't as familiar as normally or as consistent or as they normally would like, that you saw that there were cracks there and at times, you know, they probably questioned themselves, questioned what they were doing, which is something that's been a bit unusual and something we probably haven't seen in an All Blacks side in a long time.
Let's hope they can be exposed. Stephen Moore, we chatted with him last Friday. He stepped down as captain. Do you want the captaincy job?
I think you'd love the captaincy job, but for me, you know, it's just being in this side and being a leader. If you've got that captaincy job or if you don't, I know Stephen's been monumental for us at the Wallabies. You know, he's played so many years and he's been so strong in that position. And as a leader, I think he's going to be someone great to be in the side and to learn of, because he's got so much experience in those positions.
Bernard, just a quick one before we get to 8 o'clock. Lions v Crusaders in the Super Rugby final.
I have to say Lions. At home, and with the travel that the Crusaders will have to do, I think when they get that momentum and the roll on that you saw from last week, I think that'll be very hard to beat.
Bernard, thanks so much for your time, mate, and look forward to that first test against the All Blacks.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Bernard Foley there, Waratahs and Wallabies fly half.